Me.
Blog Talk Radio.
No. Good morning to each and every one of you out there in internet land. It is Saturday, the 17th of April, 2021. And this is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Ian Francis, Matris Nisbet, alongside Ivor Henry. And we will be with you for the next 3 hours. We hope you stick and stay. Tell your neighbors, friends. Come on in, have a listen. And of course, we always start the show off with the blessing, so we're going to summon Pastor. Come on in and give the show its blessing. Good morning, Mr. Francis. How are you doing, sir?
Pleasant good morning to you, Ivor, and to Mertris and all the listeners around the world. It's a wonderful day. It's raining cats and dogs, but we're grateful. It's a wonderful day. Wonderful time of the year when you can see your trees start to give you new leaves.
Well,
good morning,
we have
good morning, Mr. Francis.
Oh, sorry, Marcus. Yes,
Marcus. I was saying good morning to Mr.
What
good morning.
Do you have from your neck
you.
Of the woods? Leon is having rain. What are you having?
Well, I'm not sure about the rain. We are a bit cloudy, but we are 45 degrees today, this morning. Seems cool outside. So it's supposed to be a good day. It's supposed to be up in the 60s, so it should be a nice, warm, pleasant day.
Okay, Hopefully. Well, I'll have life, and thank God we can meet again. So we did say until we meet again. So, of course, here we are today. We have met, and of course, without any further ado, we'll give the show its blessings. And, well, before that, I'll ask Leon to pray for family. That's my twin boys, their mother's aunt, that is younger aunt, would have passed away this morning.
And her name?
So,
name?
They refer to us Aunt Betty. She passed away this morning, so.
Aunt Betty?
Betty, yes.
Yes. Okay, we'll do our best. Okay.
Just got that news about a few moments ago.
A minute ago.
So.
All right.
So we'll turn it over to you, Leon, and then we'll do our housekeeping.
Okay, indeed. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your giving us an opportunity once again to stage yet another show. We pray, Father, that we let it go on without any interruption, and that each and everyone who we have had the pleasure of listening to it, may enjoy it and truly immense. Pray especially for the ones who are ailing, and we want to take time out to pray for the family of Aunt Betty. She passed away earlier today, and we are just praying for the family. May they have strength in this time of their sorrow. Pray especially for Eunice Francis, my dear wife, Eugene, my brother, Julian, my other brother, Dr. Leroy Lashley, my Ruby Locke, Barbara Francis, my sister, Wentworth Francis, my brother, Matris Nisbet, member of our panel, Ralston Otto, El Camino Willett, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Connie Whitley, Dennis Kelman, Iselma Cornelius, Ellie Mack, Willis Daniels, Mona Daniels, Fillmore Hallpike, and the family of the late Wadsworth Byrd, of course, we want to just mention again, the Aunt Betty who passed away, and their relatives, Lord. We just pray for them. We pray for Ren over there in Nevis and all his family members and all the others who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We ask that you heal them. Touch their bodies, Lord. You are as the greatest physician capable of doing this, and they are so desirous of your help in this time of need. We thank you for what you have done for them and pray you just continue to touch their bodies from the bottom of their feet to the top of their heads, Lord. Heal them. Bring them back to their normal self again. You have work left for them to do. We pray for the ones who help us finance these shows, Lord. We pray that you may open their hearts so they may be tempted to help us along our journey to promote and create and educate people about cricket in these parts of the world. We're grateful for all the help and all those who are supporting us, Lord. We're grateful for them. Bless your host, Ivor and Murchis, and all the others who are going to contribute in today in this show. And we pray that you will be with us throughout the entire show. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, and like I said, we have to thank God for life, and I will always say that God has never, ever made a mistake, and I don't think he will ever make a mistake. So,
amen.
You just have to take things in stride and just thanks. And who knows, who's next in line for their blessing? Well, we'll see. Well, folks, you know, we're here usually on a Saturday morning, and we're here to really entertain you. We're here to keep your company, and likewise, we want you to keep our company, because it's no use that we just speak among ourselves. But nonetheless, we hope that you'll be doing your chores, and as Liam would have prayed, if you're driving, well, be careful and try to arrive alive. Having said all that, we'll just go ahead and tell you in the first hour. That's when we have our inspirational portion. So we try to inspire you via the inspirational way, gospel way, most of the time, but something to really soothe the morning. And then he will change his robe and he'll put on his sporting gears and he'll tell you what's happening in the wide world of sports, on the international and regional scene. And one foremost would be the IPL over there in India. So stay tuned for that at the top of the hour. And of course, we'll have the birthdays and anniversary and events that would take place on this date. Compliments Mr. Audley Watson. Let's say pleasant good morning to him and his dear mom, Mahoob. Then we hope to hear from Cardinal, who would at least bring something to the fore, and we will dissect and we'll go through. But of course, we really need to get through the Chauvin George Floyd issue, since the jurors would have rest. So I sure will spend most of the time or the remaining time on that. Well, we still have to remember that we're in COVID season, so we will talk about that, and hopefully we'll get a report from Lynette, representing the Leeward Islands, more so thinking in need. Tell us what's happening in that neck of the woods. And of course, Cardinal would always bring us up to speed what's happening in his neck of the woods and so. However, you too can be a part of the show. 515-605-9850. Push the one, and of course, everyone will just push aside and you'll get the front row seat and you will be audible. Well, Leon, it's time for you to tell us about your week and First Lady, Mrs. Eunice Francis. How is she doing? We always concern about
She's doing as fine as she can be at this point. Good news that her sister is in town, and that makes her even better. So everything is okay. Doctor visits are good, and nothing serious to report. She's just herself, the same. No worse, no, not much better. But we are grateful for her being alive and kicking and can eat and can smile with us and can laugh and can say a few things now and then. So we're grateful for that. It could be worse.
Very well. Any word on Connie? You know, I
Connie,
no, we haven't heard from her in a while, but
Connie has the problem of not being able to go onto the net as well, and it affects her when she speaks via that on for a long period. So I don't do her any harm by asking her to come on, but she does not come on for sure. I spoke to her up yesterday. All is well. All is well.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, that will need. She's doing good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she doesn't speak. She does not speak in Asabat, and she does not recognize birthdays. Or, you know, so you got to be cautious when you speak to her, because you're not going to get, you're not going to answer her phone. But she's well. She's well.
Yeah, well,
she's
that's
alive and kicking. That's a key.
That's good. That's a thumbs up. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, folks. Well, I think we have turned the pages and. Everything else is good. You're having rain, Leon, so that's good for your family.
Very much.
So I know.
Good.
That's
good.
You always welcome that. I always say you have that green thumb. I will never forget that avocado. More than one, but I always remember avocado and your mangoes. I would have ate your avocado just like I'm eating a mango by itself. No bread, no nothing. Just nice and sweet. So I can give it a credit. I would have viewed your backyard down south, and it was flourishing. So I would imagine that you're doing the same over there in Tallahassee. So,
yes,
much blessings.
Well, I got a mango tree, which they said could withstand the weather up to 30 degrees Fahrenheit, and it dried right down, but... Like me, I never give up, so I keep watering. And to my surprise, yesterday I saw some leaves start to come up. So I say, here you go again. So hopefully after 2 years, and the root get accustomed to the condition, we may have a dry down period and then a revival, and they may just bear fruit. And after 2 years and the fruit is strong enough, I believe then is when it's going to be bearing fruit. So I just want to make sure that I can plant mangoes in this area. There's nobody seemed to be able to do it, but I'm doing it. And that special tree that was bought from India, they say it came from India, and it's doing fine. It's doing fine up to yesterday. Up to this morning, I went out and looked at it and see. Guys came to cut the yard yesterday. I said, no, careful, don't you go close to those leaves, because I'm going to be mad. But anyway, they stay away, man. And I just have to, I say, well, take an extra $5 so that you know next time you don't go close to that tree. That's my special experiment. But anyway, all in all, everything is good. You're just hoping that it will come and be a fruit. And of course, whenever it comes, I will make sure that you have some.
Oh, well, much appreciated. Trust me, I enjoy your hard work, and at least I know you're a giver, you're a sharer, and that's one of the joys in life, I believe. And I would say it's better to give than to receive, so I, too, not going to want to be receiving. I have to find a way to give, too. So, Marcus, anything else before we get into something to discuss in terms of songs? Tell us about Mama Bobsy. Yeah, of course, Gabby. No, you have to tell us about Mama Bobsy.
Mm-hmm. Mama Bobsy is right now is in her, what you call it, devotion time.
Yes.
She's doing okay so far. I'm doing a little good today. Thank God for that.
That's nice.
Not too much complaint today. I got up and there was less pain, so I'm grateful.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to just enjoy the show, and I hope everyone who's listening enjoy what we have for you today, and many more shall partake in our little entertainment. So,
all right. Thank you for that. Let's see. Just stand in line. You're next in line.
Say good morning to Mrs. Leon Francis.
Eunice.
For me, please? Yes, Eunice.
Yes,
I was trying to remember her name.
Eunice.
Yes, I was trying to remember her name.
Eunice.
I should I should always remember that because she named off my grandmother was named Eunice too also.
Mm-hmm. Just remember the last.
I shall remember.
Nice. Just remember nice, and you'll get the U.
Nice.
You.
Unice.
Yeah, that's what Leon says when he goes away. He said, "You're nice."
Yes.
Definitely.
Like I had this. Okay. I had this friend. You do say that, Leon?
Yes. You're nice.
Exactly. You're nice. Exactly. Like I had this girlfriend, her name was Lona. And behold, who would say to name her Lona? Some folks would just go and say, "You're a real lunatic."
Oh, Lord.
It ain't.
No.
Well, next in line for the blessing. Folks, welcome to the entertainment show here. The Minister Cricket Show.
Change, come. He may not come when I call him.
Banton, saying he's next in line for his blessings. Well, I know you are too, as I am. When life knocks you down and you fall to your knees, that's a good time to pray. Well, standing in line does not mean you have to stand on your feet. It means that you're in line, whether you're on your knees, on your back, or your stomach. Just make sure that you're in line for the blessing. Yeah, let's see. Want to say good morning to Irma Thompson over there in St. Martin.
I'd like to dedicate this song to
dedicating this song to.
See, I just can't forget singing this song every Sunday morning.
For it was great. He can be found in you and in me.
Sanchez and George Knox sings for you.
It's all around. It's going to be. Death will lose its thing all. And the grave is victory. The smiling will be broken. And the storm clouds rolled away. I hear the sound of angels singing on a homecoming day. Will come for the last goodbye. Kiss a smile. Oh, tears dim their eyes. Death will take off, but only to sleep in the arms of our Savior. So sweet. Oh, what?
Rolling.
Yes, we just want to make sure we're giving thanks to the Lord this Sabbath day. We want to wish you a happy Sabbath. I want to say good morning to Donna B. over there in New York City.
Remember that God is standing by. Hold on, yeah. When you have heartaches, don't cry. Oh no, oh no. Just remember that God is standing by. Sometimes when you're burning it down, just remember God is standing by. Thank you, Lord. So forgiving. We're gonna fight through the storm.
God is there with your His love and so sweet. His love protects me, and I'm so thankful. Now I am here. If time would stand still and keep me here this way, you know what? Lord, I'll be satisfied just being here with you. Lord knows you set my heart on fire, 'cause I know you're here. My body and soul belong to you. Lord, I'm so thankful that I am yours. I'm praising God. Praising God, oh, why? Yes, I belong to you, and you belong to me. Yes, we're together. If that's enough for you, it's enough for me. If time would stand still, you know what, Lord, I'll be satisfied just being here with you. I better explain it, the love we share, it's just between us two. I can't stay away from you, you stay away from me. It's where I belong. And right now, I'm praising God all the time. Praising God. Oh, I belong to you, and you belong to me. Lord, we're together. If that's enough for you, it's enough for me. And I just want to sing, I'm praising God all the time. Praising God all the while. Yes, I belong to you, and you belong to me. Yes, we're together. Can I testify? I'm praising God all the night. I'm praising God all the while. Yes, I belong to you, and you belong to me. We're together. That's enough for you.
Yeah, this next one is going to be Leon and Mrs. Unice coming from me.
Around me, and there's something I've got you right with me.
What? Wipe your hands for me. Right. And then when you get a stand up over, you're going to wait for the beginning. Come.
If you give a little more than you think, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold. When you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when you dig down here or through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you want to, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. every hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are all through you,
there's a place up there for people like you.
I know you're out there, so keep doing what you do. 'Cause there's a place up there for people like you.
Goodbye from the inspirational portion this morning. I truly, truly hope you have enjoyed them. I truly did enjoy bringing them to you. I believe right about now, Leanne is standing by for sports, so we're going to be exiting.
And now, sports brought to you compliments of blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. Tune in every
Sunday afternoon. Yes, you're going to tune in tomorrow at 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock for sports.
Call 1-347-934-0.
And we're going to call 515-605-9850 tomorrow. But for now, we're going to be having Leon Francis to tell you all about what's happening in the wide world of sports, especially where cricket is concerned. Stick in the face, so right about now, here comes Leon.
Oh, yes, I'm right here, and just to compliment you on the wonderful show this morning, I enjoyed it, and I hope the fans around the world would have enjoyed it as much as I do. Always look forward to it. Another wonderful day. Sports this morning commence with what? Wisden has come out with the 5 cricketers of the year, and guess who is among the list? Our very own, Jason Holder. And congratulations to him and the other members who were selected. I'll give you those names in a jiffy because it's a proud moment for Jason having lost the captaincy and obviously of the West Indies team. And now he has been chosen as one of Wisden's 5 cricketers of the year. The others are Jack Crawley from England, Darren Stevens is in the 40s, and he's still making waves. Jason Holder, John Sibley, and Mohammed Rizwan. And Ben Stokes, he has been named the best cricketer of the year, according to Wisden panelists. So congratulations to all the winners, and hope this will propel Jason to higher heights. Every disappointment is a blessing. Turning our attention to the county championships, where the standings are as follows in groups C3, Lancashire on top, followed by Northamptonshire. In group 2, Hampshire, followed by Gloucester. By the way, Gloucester is the team that Bradford played for. He played his opening match starting yesterday, and he made 18. And by the way, in group 3 is where Cummins is playing for Kent. He's playing for Kent, and he made 13 and got 1 for 92. Zari Joseph is playing for Worcestershire, and Worcestershire are in fourth position. Essex on top with Notts in second place, and Warwickshire third place, and Worcestershire there in fourth place. Zari had a lukewarm day yesterday, 2 wickets for 108, 2 for 108, and he is not out in 10, not out in 10. Cummins, by the way, made 13 runs and got 1 for 92. Coming to 1 for 92. So we're keeping abreast of all cricketers who are involved in the tournament. Tomorrow we'll give you more details because we do have that. But time is on our side against us, so we have to do give you a show, a brief. The India, the BCCI have come out with their contracts and had it. Pandya is now a grade A level. And of course, we'll give you all that. Let's give you the grade A. Grade A plus is Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma, and Jaswik Bumrah. Those are the three players. And they will earn for the year. India, 7 crore. We'll have to convert and see what US dollars are. But we'll give you the full list. So just to give you the ones in grade A, give you grade A plus, and then the grade A is where the Ravi Ashwin, Ravindra, the Deja, Chetan, Pujara, Ashwin, Rahani, and Shikhar Dhawan, and Rahul, K.L. Rahul, Mohammed Shami, Ishan Sharma, Razit Pant, and Hardik Pandya. So congratulations to them. And tomorrow we'll give you the full lineup of all the teams that are involved. Turning our attention to the India Premier League, very much involved. Some of our players are doing well, others aren't. In the standings, the Royal Challengers are up top, followed by Chennai Super Kings in second place. And the defending champions, Mumbai Indians, are in third place. More on that to follow tomorrow. Give you some news about Pakistan tour of South Africa. Of course, they finally won the ODI series by 2 matches to 1. And the T20, they won 3 matches to 1. Again, so congratulations in Pakistani, and of course we'll give you all the details tomorrow. Upcoming tours, well, you know Nepal is taking on a series against Nepal. I'll tell you that tomorrow as well. Series, the start of series. T20 Blast, of course, we tell you about that before, but we have to remind you, they have some 133 matches starting from June the 9th to September the 18th, and more are to follow, of course. And a big one coming up in June, where India will take on New Zealand in the finals of the World Test Championship. And that match will be played at the Rose Bowl in Southampton. Looking forward to see that and see how best these two teams can match up. Australia, they are due to tour the West Indies June to July. 3 ODIs and 3 T20s. Pakistan are also to tour West Indies July to August. They played 3 test matches and 3 T20s. And, of course, we're looking forward to theirs as well. Bangladesh, they are to tour Sri Lanka. And the tour starts today and will end May the 3rd. They played two test matches. And, of course, the first one begins on the 21st of April, and the second will begin April the 29th. And New Zealand are going to be touring England. They'll be playing two test matches, starting May the 25th, and will end June 14th, all to those. Of course, the best part of my report always ends with the report over there in England, where the EPL is teaming up. Manchester City still on top with 74 points, followed by Manchester United. Leicester, third place. West Ham in fourth place. And Chelsea has fallen close to Liverpool. Chelsea's fifth. And Liverpool is close onto Chelsea, 2 points away in sixth place. Tottenham, Everton, Arsenal, Leeds are 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. 11th are Aston Villa, 12th Wolves, 13th Crystal Palace, 14th Southampton. Brighton, they are 15th, while Burnley and Newcastle are just above the relegation zone. And, of course, the relegation zone includes Fulham, 18th, West Brom, and then we have at the bottom Sheffield United. Just want to remind the folks that tomorrow we are hoping to hear from the Vice President of the Westminster Cricket Board, Dr. Kishore Shallow. He has decided to be on at 7 o'clock. So please be on time to hear the young man as he talks about his re-election and his upcoming items that they have on the agenda to propel the West Indies to the next 3 years. So with that said, just want to just remind the folks that the Cricket Show is brought to you virtually by the folks who are able to give us a contribution here, there, and everywhere, and the directors and members who have been without any compensation. We do it out of the kindness of our hearts and because we love the sport so well, and we urge anyone who would like to help us spread cricket, inform people about cricket, and entertain them about cricket, the sports we love dearly. We ask that you send your contribution to the Cricket Show, P.O. Box 1139, Crawfordville, Florida, 32326. Again, the address is the Cricket Show, INC, P.O. Box 1139 at Crawfordville, Florida, 32326. Or if you prefer to send it via PayPal, you can go to the Cricket Show at comcast.net and send your contribution to us, and we will be glad to receive any. And no amount is too small, nor do we reject any amount that is large. So thanks for all the wonderful folks who have helped us over these years, and we hope that you will continue to contribute and help us make the show as good as ever. Back to you, Ivor. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yes, thank you, Leon. And I want to say thanks for the updates on the sports this morning, this Saturday morning. And speaking of contribution, we have a caller online. I think you know who that is. So we'll do this. Yeah, the national anthem of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And with us, we have a daughter of the soil, Miss Louise Prince. And she's gracefully graced us with her presence here this morning. And before any further ado, let's go ahead and sympathize with the folks over there in St. Vincent who are on the island. And with us, we have this morning Miss Prince to make a pledge or to cry out for help. Miss Maurice, good morning, and welcome to the Crooked Show, the Saturday morning entertainment show.
Hello, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, we know you've been going through, your country has been going through the eruption of the volcano over there, and I know you guys are in need of at least non-perishable goods, at least I know that. So I'm going to jumpstart it with that, apart from you will be seeing your country as well and wishing them well and the folks that are there. Before you even get into asking for something, how are your immediate family holding up over there in St. Vincent and the Grenadines?
Well, thank God for life. They're holding on. Some of my families have been evacuated. Some are still at home, but we're giving thanks.
Giving thanks. Okay. Just so the listeners know, you're here in South Florida, and you're reaching out to the folks back home. So your heart is forever going to be in St. Vincent, even though your physical being is being here. That, I sure you have concern, not only for your family, but for the well-being of the other nationals as well. Is that so?
And that is so true. A lot of our friends, families have been displaced. A lot of them are in shelters right now. A lot of them are homes are destroyed. So it's an uneasy feeling all over that, you know, we're going through this. But we are resilient people, and we are together standing strong and helping one another.
Okay, well, that sounds good. We know your friend Beckett, I'm sure he's going to have a song for that, but if you make one on you, he can make one on something else. Don't go there, Ivor. Don't go there, Ivor.
Don't go there, Ivor.
Okay, put a little chuckle in there, you know. Yeah, people don't know a whole song was made just for you. It was composed in your home. Jamaica,
we will leave
Jamaica.
That one.
Yeah, that one, we leave this one outside the off stump.
Yes.
But Beckett, I want to hold a minute. We have our panelists, Mr. Simon O'Brien. Briefly, just give us a little introduction. I know you want to say something, and then we'll get back to you.
Very good
Maurice.
Morning to you, Ivor, and all the listeners all over the world. And to that young lady who came on from St. Vincent, I understand how you feel because I'm from Montserrat. I left there quite a long time ago as a teenager. But our volcano erupted in 1993, and they're still feeling the after effects of it. So I do understand how you feel, and I can empathize with you. Hope that your family's well and everyone on the island is safe, and we get back to normal very, very soon.
Thank you. Thank you kindly.
So please go ahead and let us know where we can reach you, because I know you're not going to come and just condone acts for help. I know you have a whole lot of money, you're a banker, but I'm sure you're going to need, like you can say, the more the merrier.
The more the merrier, and that is true. Well, we kick off today. We are truly grateful the St. Vincent Association of Florida, South Florida, has teamed up with One Caribbean Association. And they've been so graciously helping us. Today, there is a drop-off at Bruno's Bakery. That's at 21315 Northwest 2nd Avenue, and that's in Miami Gardens. We're there from 2 until 6 this Saturday. Also, on the 24th of April, which is next week, we're at Fancy Loaf Bakery, and that's also in Miami at 1014 Northeast 215 Street. We're asking for everything and anything that you can give to us, Pampers, hygiene products,
first aid items, cleaning products, you name it, sheets, towels. Also, you can contact myself and Marie's. I'm in Miramar. We're having a fish fry this afternoon, and we're raising funds for that as well. So we've got a couple of things going on to help our people in St. Vincent.
Okay, very well. Well, I'll go by Bono. I'll get my usual Saturday bread, and I'll personally drop my goodies there. Are you going to be there, or are you going to be doing your fish fry?
No, I'm going to be in my house this afternoon, because after the Brunos, they're coming over to me.
Okay, but you say you're having fish fry in the afternoon, so I know afternoon is 2 to 6, so you're having your fish fry in the evening time then?
Yes, evening, from 6 until.
Okay, we got you, folks. Leon, anything from you to the young lady out of St. Vincent? She's representing St.
Yes.
Vincent at this time.
Well, on behalf of the Crooked Show, we want to just offer our sympathy. I know quite a bit of damage has been done, but I'd like to ask whether or not there is a way that one can contribute money rather than having to come to Bruno's or to come to you, because like myself, I'm far away, and I'd like to make a contribution monetarily. So,
okay, at this present time, we're setting up something, so I will get back with Ivor in order to give information on how you can send contributions and donations.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Then we wish you well and hope your country will be back, will restore to normalcy again. I know it's going to take some time, but I understand that quite a number of the islands in the Caribbean are offering their support by housing some of your friends and members of your country. So I hope that it settles soon. Okay.
Yes.
Best wishes from us.
And we thank you from all of us.
Yes, Mary. So one more time, the address for Bruno, and if there's a number, I don't know if you have a number, just in case somebody gets lost, they can call Bruno or call you or call somebody. You can give the strategic point. It's 441 and County Line Road. Once you get in that area, maybe you can do that. So I'll let you do that.
All right. So once again, Bruno's address is 21315 Northwest 2nd Avenue. He is in Miami Gardens. The zip is 3316. And his phone number is 786-657-2307. Once again, that number is 786-657-2307. And for me, this afternoon in Miramar, I am at 2642 Everglades Drive in Miramar. 33026 is my zip. And a phone number that you can get in contact with me is 954-805-3816. Once again, 954-805-3816.
Well, Marit, we want to thank you for coming through and updating us with what's happening over there in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the efforts you guys are making here from this part of the world. Glad we can be a part of it also. You know, we are here at 515-605-9850 every Saturday and on Sundays as well. Sundays from 6 until 9. Saturdays, 9 until 12. So next week, Saturday, and you're going to be at Fancy Loaf, so maybe you can just come ahead again, bookmark the number, and give us a buzz. We'll be happy to do that. And then at the same time, you can give the folks this number as well that they can listen in to you, 515-605-9850. And, you know, the more the merrier, the more people hear, the more they would empathize and come on out and open up their books. Especially, you said you're going to have a place where they can do that for some who can't really give the physical item itself. So by next week, we'll have that on air, hopefully. So with that, we're going to say thank you again. Thank you. I hope that the folks who are here, the St. Vincent folks are here, are really getting in and putting their hands to the plow. And we as Caribbean people would follow. And as Americans and humanitarians. So just don't look out for the Caribbean people. Ask every Tut, Moon, and Sam. And like you said, here it is. We have Mr. Simon O'Brien. His island is next to ours. We step over one leap and we can reach Bunchtrap from Nevis. So we all know about ash coming all over the Caribbean. So we pretty much know what you're going through. Not to the extent. But whatever it is, I think we're here to help and we should help. With that, Maurice, go ahead and say hello to your entire family, especially Ariel.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank everyone. Keep us in your prayers as we go through this difficult time.
Oh, talking about prayer, hold on. Marjorie wants to say something to you as soon as you say prayer. Marjorie, come on in. I know you're wishing St. Vincent and the Grenadines well. Matrice. You muted yourself, Matrice. Take yourself off the mute. Okay, she's struggling to come in. I'll speak on her behalf. I'm sure she's going to wish you guys well. She's a praying person as well. And she's feeling much better this morning. That was her report. I'm sure later in the show she'll come back and say something. So, Maurice, you have yourself a wonderful day. I'll be between 2 and 6, closer to 6 probably. I'll be
okay
by the Bruno. Maybe make it where I can head on over and get me some fried fish. How about that?
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. I'll see you later.
Yes, now I know dinner and what dinner is going to be like. Okay. I know it's a usual Friday night line, but now it turns to Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so before you go, Cardinal, just go ahead and say your piece to her all the way from the Virgin Islands, and then we'll just turn back to Simon. I know he had something to say. We'll just continue our program. Cardinal.
Yes, good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Mertris. And good morning to the friends and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. What's the young lady's name? Maurice?
Please, Maurice.
But, you know, the drive is going on all over. We do have a drive here on St. Croix, one that I know of that is established next to one of the groceries, so you can go on in, pick up your stuff, and leave them right there. You don't even have to travel far with them. So, you know, our empathy go out to the people in St. Vincent, but we are a people who have survived the worst of disasters. So I have every confidence that we're going to survive this one as well. With that said, let me wish the people in St. Vincent all the best and wish that the entire Caribbean would put their efforts and energies forward to, you know, make sure that our brothers and sisters in St. Vincent would come to this.
That was for you, so you might want to say thank you there.
And, sir, I do thank you. All from St. Croix, the Vincentian people, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Leon, you can close it out there. Sure, you have a little prayer for Miss Maurice and the people from the St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Nothing beats prayer. So,
yeah, good
take
morning,
it away, Leon.
Good morning, Cardinal. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, and have a very good day, and be safe.
Yes, indeed, and we are indeed safe, and we are very much grieving for the disaster that took place in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And we just ask the Heavenly Father this morning, we ask you to just lay your hands on the peoples of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, restore them, Lord. I know you are capable of restoring them to their presence, to their normal self again. And let this pass through and let them be better people by this disaster. We trust that you may just save the ones who may be injured and heal them, Lord. And pray for the Prime Minister and all the peoples of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, that they may just find this as just a testing time for them and restore them to their normal self and bring them back again. They are one of the most loving peoples in the Caribbean, Lord, and you know you have work left for them to do, and the country needs to be rebuilding, and this might be an opportunity for them to bring better homes and stronger unity among themselves. And we trust, Lord, that it will be short and finished. It will be finished, that they can restore to their normal self again. All this we ask in your precious name, Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen and thank you.
Been fence from my homeland, you gave me no mansion, no gold, no diamond, yet I love you a million for the things that you have to offer. It's more than my heart's desire, lovely beach, tropical breeze, always there within my reach. I love you, St. Vincent, me sweet little island, St. Vincent. I love you, St. Vincent, home of the blessed St. Vincent. St. Vincent, St. Vincent, can look at the sunrise, can look at the sunset, sweet Mother Nature, such beauty, such splendor, can live my life without fear, freedom to go anywhere, you got love, and you got peace. From lots of prayer, the Grenadines, I love you, St. Vincent, me sweet little St. Vincent. I love you, St. Vincent, home of the blessed St. Vincent. St. Vincent, St. Vincent, if I want a busy girl, I can go back to busy land. How come to this? I can't understand why all them busy girls in foreign only do in Jamaican man. This phenomenon started in England. All them busy girls are Jamaican man. Now it's spreading like...
All right, folks, all them... And Vince C, woman love Jamaican man. That was Mary's coming through. Mary's said, don't go there. I went there. Cardinal Beauty fans, and then we're going to have the birthday anniversary and events that would have taken place on this date. So, but special fans waiting. We know all the fans are waiting, but the special ones want to hear the name.
Yes,
Paul.
Good morning. Right, good morning to all the fans, first of all, and then to the special ones. And I begin that by saying good morning to the people up in New York. Maestris. Ina, Sharon, Donna, and Lady Bob Dennis. I hope that you're doing great at this time. I know this time last year, New York was on the rampage with coronavirus infections. I'm hoping that they're doing much better at this time. We got sunshine right here on the entertainment show. And, you know, you join us and you get it. I'm going on over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson and my good man Carlos over there in St. Martin. And hoping that despite the coronavirus limitations, that they are still partying over there, because it can get you down. The partying gets you out of it. Good morning to the people over in St. Kitts, particularly to Lynette. Good morning, Lynette. She might be still in her garden at this time. Lynette, this one hot, man. Come on, you know, get out of the garden and come and sit down with us in our sunshine. Good morning, Lynette. Hope that you're having a great time, never, regardless of what you're doing. I'm going to go over to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff at 2020 Vision, and particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. We're here with you on the Saturday morning entertainment show. I'm going to go on over to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. And, I'm not sure how Omel is feeling about the statistics with Liverpool in the mix, but she's hanging in there. Good morning, Omel. You know, give us a buzz. Give us a line. Let's know how the changes in the Premier League lineup is affecting you at this time. Good morning to you. I'm going to step across the channel and I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Elimat, King Elimat, that is, and to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, a little brother Malik and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. We're here with you on the entertainment show. We got sunshine. Well, I'm going to go on down to the Southwest, where I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson. I wonder if Cutner joining the people on St. Vincent. I know he's got something to say about that. Good morning, Cutner. We are sharing some faith with the people over in St. Vincent at this time, and we want to hear your account. Now, I'm going to say good morning to the people up in Georgia, particularly to Monique, Barbara, and Yvette. And I want to say a special good morning to Monique and hope for her speedy recovery. Get well soon. Get back on your feet and get your mouth going again, Monique. Yeah. And finally, I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in New Jersey, and hoping that she is doing great. I know she is. She had me laughing all this weekend. I mean, I couldn't stop. Nothing now, I haven't stopped laughing. But thanks, Yvonne. Love you. With that said, good morning to all the fans and friends. Join us. Stick with us. Ivan's got a great show for you.
Yeah, thank you. So maybe it's a birthday that he has, so let us make sure. Simon?
Okay. I've got lots of events have been going on since we started company last week. Man, over here with events.
You can hear me, Colonel? Hold a minute.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I know I was speaking a while ago, but maybe you didn't hear me.
Simon was trying to reach you, Ivor.
Okay, yeah. But he's on, so I was calling for him just now. Before Simon.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead, Simon.
Yes, I'm here.
I know you came in.
I wanted to send a shout out for my good friends there in New York. 2 days there. 55th wedding anniversary, very good friends of ours, Jackie and Noel Charles, and they're very great supporters of our cricket club for many, many years.
Yes.
I want to wish them a happy, safe, and a healthy anniversary, and another 55 years to go.
Very well. So we want to say from all of us.
Simon, you really like you're a bird of a feather, man. You and your friends are celebrating 55 and 65 years of marriage, man. I got to be part of that company.
Yes.
Simon, you're setting the bar too high now for me, man. Come on, man. How? And I know I tried to make 120 years.
I got to make you be in that company of birds now.
Simon, on behalf of the cricket show, I want to just offer my congratulations to Noel and
Jackie.
His wife, Jackie, of course, because not only are they great supporters and they're great people, nice people, always send a little note when they send us a little change. So I'm glad for them, and we just hope that they may just continue to stay together as long as time will last for them.
I thank you so much.
Enjoy these days, and may continue to be as good as it were in the beginning. Thank you
very
so
good.
Much.
Very well said, Mr. President. They are very good friends of ours. We'll go back a long way since 1972. A long way.
Ooh.
Yes, indeed. Well, we have our good friend out of Miami here, a musician. I guess he's coming in playing some piano here for us. I want to say good morning.
Seriously?
Yes.
Phil?
Mr. Fillmore, good morning.
Fillmore.
Ah, how are you?
I hope
you, all your families are doing well and safe and secure in this insecure America.
That is true.
What I wish to say is that I'm listening to the funeral of Prince Philip.
Okay.
I know the Vincentians are having problems. And I think the person I know from St. Vincent is Dr. Lionel Richards and his wonderful little children, you know? But they're not little children now, they're big people now. Teachers are intended. But I don't know what has become of Lionel Richards, because he's a dear friend to me. He used to MC my piano recital at the end of the year, you know?
Okay.
But turning back to the Queen, she was speaking to the Parliament in Antigua. She said, England has exported lots of goods to the Caribbean, and lots of English people have come to the Caribbean, and especially Antigua. But now we are getting Sir Lionel Vivian Richards to come to England. Your Antigua exporting such a great commodity as the Lionel Vivian Richard.
Isaac
Vivian Alexander.
Vivian Alexander.
Yeah, I mean, mix up.
Yeah,
when you're over 60, you're likely to make mistakes. and I'm watching the Prince Philip. Because the Queen is actually the head of the Royal Schools of Music, you know? And I have been with them to Dr. Rock.
We have a great song lineup for you, you know, so.
A great song?
You want to hear it now or later?
I want to hear it now, man. And that was the time.
I was fixing
it. Okay, we're going to get right on to that. You'll hear some good instrumental while we go into sports. You're going to hear.
Yeah.
What about Kendrick Jones? Just remember him.
Yeah.
Mr.
Mr.
Philip will be late to rest today.
Yes.
Saying God save the queen. As Fillmore just suggested there. For us, that's going to be gorgeous. Well, Queen would have handed down all this to us, I guess. So with that, we'll turn to sports. So folks, stick and stay. And we'll have a wrap. Definitely today, we're going to be talking about the George Floyd case. Stick and stay for that, folks. We've been putting it off for 2 weeks. Now that the testimonies and all that is out the way and we come into the closing presentation and stuff, I think we need to give our prediction. So stay for that, folks. Let us see. Well, I want to say good morning again to Audley Watson. That is Mr. Watson. Son, Ma Ruby's son. So, birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliments, Audley Watson. Good morning, folks. Today, Saturday, 17th day of April, we have gone past the halfway mark and how time is flying. This is the 107th day of the year, believe it or not. 107. In South Africa, we have Linda Oliver turns 56. Tamara Weaves, 39. Over in India, we have Nomal Jomal. He was born in 1904. Jason Parapi, 49. Dennis Mungji, he's 44. In New Zealand, we have Roger Toys, 53. Andy Mackay turns 41. And over in England, we have Norman Cowans, 60. Pakistan, we have Masood Iqbal, 69. Cardinal loves the year 1969. And in Namibia, we have Tanjiwi Loganmeni. He is a young man, 29 years of age. Sri Lanka, we have the great one, the wicket record holder. Mataya Mawiletan, he turns only 49. I think he can still play. We have Janelle Carnage, 57. Over in Australia, we have Ted White. And we have a young actress here, Kyla Jew Simmons. She turns 17 today. We have the entertainer, Sizzla, 45. Alexander Cartwright, American sportsman. He recognized as the inventor of modern baseball. He was born in 1820. J.P. Morgan Sr., John Pierpoint, he was born in 1837. Clara Banton, he was the founder of American Red Cross. He was born in 1912. Actor William Holden, Sunset Boulevard, born at 1918. Jim Acosta, oh, we know him, the American journalist, CNN. He turns 50 today, half century. Jennifer Gardner, American actress, alias 49. Victoria Beckham, that's the wife of David Beckham. Posh Spice of the Spice Girls, 46. In France, we have Joe Wilfred Tsonga. That's in tennis. Colonel would know him. He's of the age when Bob Marley died. Everybody knows that. 36. British actor Sean Bean, the Lord of the Rings. He turns 52 today. Happy birthday to you. 1790. Oh, we know this one. Benjamin Franklin. He's on one of the US dollars. one of the founding fathers. He died on this date in Philadelphia. 1817, we have the first U.S. school for the deaf founded in Hartford, Connecticut. 1892, first Sunday National League Baseball game, Reds beat the Cardinals 5-1. 1932, European Emperor Haile Selassie ends slavery and all involuntary servitude after the Italians were expelled from Ethiopia. 1947, Jack Robinson, he bunts for his first major league hit. And in 1950, on this date, American accuses the Soviet Union of shooting the U.S. plane over the Baltic Sea in an unprovoked attack. And in 1961, a group of 1,500 Cuban exiles, supported by the U.S. government, the CIA, they invaded the Bay of Pigs on the southern coast of Cuba in an attempt to overthrow the government of the Great One, Fidel Castro. 1964, the Ford Motor Company unveiled its new Mustang model at the New York World's Fair on this day. Suggested retail price was $2,368 for a Mustang. Today, you're better thinking upward of $60,000 for the same Mustang. Inflation, I can tell you. They sold over 1 million in 8 months. I still think that's the best vehicle that Ford would have made, the Mustang. 1964, we have Geraldine Jerry Mock became the first woman to complete a solo airplane trip around the world as she returned to Colombo, Ohio after 29 and a half days in her Cessna. 1969, Sirhan B. Sirhan found guilty of assassinating Senator Robert Kennedy. Oh, those poor Kennedys. Tragedy. 1969, Alexander Dukic forced to resign as first secretary of Czechoslovakia Communist Party. 1970, Apollo 13, the U.S. lunar spacecraft that suffered oxygen number 2, blowing up in the spacecraft on its journey to the moon. It safely returned to Earth, landing in the Pacific Ocean. 1985, the U.S. government has announced a campaign to increase awareness of organ donation, hoping to make the donation of organs as widespread and as giving of blood. This follows similar campaigns from other countries around the world as organ transplants became more common. 1993, two former police officers were convicted by federal jury in Los Angeles and sentenced to prison, while two others were acquitted of violating the civil rights of beating motorist Rodney King. After King's beating the year before, riots took the lives of 63 people and cost over $1 billion in damages. Well, let's see what's going to happen after the sentencing of Mr. Chauvin. 2006, a Palestinian suicide bomber strikes a Tel Aviv restaurant over. He killed 9 people on that day. 2012, we're getting closer to 2021. It's 2012. The one is before the two, though. Sanao Inhara, the governor of Togo, stated that he plans to use public funds to buy a group of disputed islands. The Senkaku Islands are also claimed by China and Taiwan and are rich in resources. China didn't claim Japan. Japan action would be illegal. Let's read that again. China disagrees and claims Japan action would be illegal and invalid as China had indisputable sovereignty over them. 2015, James Anderson becomes the highest wicket-taker bowler in England's Test cricket history. 2018, Barbara Bush, former First Lady of the USA, she died on this date. She was all of 92 years old. Prince Philip, he made it to 99. That's what we have for you folks. Birthdays, anniversaries, and that would have taken place on this date. Compliments Mr. Audley Watson. We know that, as you say, that you can say everything would have happened because Cardinal on this day would have reneged on his marriage, left the bride standing at the altar. Folks, it ain't true, but it could be. That's a true story. That's a true story.
Yes.
So.
No, you covered it all for me. I was hoping that you would not leave out the infamous or famous Bay of Pigs invasion that was sponsored by the United States government in an attempt to overthrow the young, budding revolution that was orchestrated and led and administered by the great Honorable Dr. Fidel Castro. And that revolution has survived still as an example for people who have been colonized, all the people who have been colonized by Europeans. The revolution before that, remember, the revolution that brought the Haitian people their independence, that is the primary example. But we saw how that was destroyed. And I'm sure Fidel Castro would have learned from that and know what he had to do to defend his own sovereignty. And he did it well. And I'm hoping that the Cuban people would remember this day and carry it on and maintain their sovereignty and independence. You know, I always hail Cuba as the only independent country in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. You sure do.
Yeah.
And I believe more and more, I believe that, to be honest with you. But, Colonel, I want us to jump into, we have an hour.
Okay.
We have quickly been hit something because we need to just attack. The trial started some 2 weeks ago. Prosecution closed, defense on a few witnesses, they closed, and now the entire thing has come to now closing arguments. So maybe we can, before we get to our prediction, what the closing argument might be.
I wouldn't want to, you know, put time into speculating as to what the closing argument would be. I mean, if people were following along as the trial, they would have an anticipation of what the closing substance of the closing argument would be. They keep saying it over and over again. The defense closing position, I'm sure they're going to tell the jury to accept the fact that George Floyd died not from Derek Chauvin's knee on his neck, but from a number of things, including drug use, his heart condition, the exhaust.
Carbon monoxide in his system.
Carbon monoxide poisoning and all that. The prosecution is going to tell you simply, look, the only thing that the evidence shows that killed George Floyd was Derek Chauvin's knee on his neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, some of that time in which his knee stayed on his neck after George Floyd had been dead. So that sums up the summary, what I suspect the summary is going to be. I am questioning that in light of the trial and in light of the things that we saw between the time we talked last time and today, we have an army lieutenant being pepper sprayed for supposedly carrying, not having a license plate. He was driving on the dealer plates or the temporary tag, and they had to stop him and pepper sprayed him. The Dwayne Wright was shot when a police officer decided, I only shot him because I mistake my taser for I didn't know whether I was holding my taser. I didn't know I was holding my gun instead of holding a taser. Dwayne Wright was murdered in that way. Recently, the information on the death of Malcolm X and how the FBI and the New York Police Department was involved in securing Malcolm X's assassination. We probably can make that a topic all its own. And earlier in New York, in Buffalo, a young lady, for the last number of years, 2008 to now, that would make it 15 years. What? 13 years. She was suspended or terminated with her pension denied, her employment benefit denied, because she stopped a white police officer from choking a black man to death. Now, this white police officer, when she held his arm and told him, look, you're killing the guy, he smacked her in her face. And this is a black woman. And the department, the New York Police Department, fired her, saying that she had committed, excessive force upon a fellow officer. And she's been fighting this thing now for the last 13 years. Eventually, she got by, and she has been reinstated. Her pension has been reinstated. Now, I'm saying this to say this. In light of all that we have seen in the past week, I'm wondering how many people still think that
Somebody trying to get in, and they're coming in and going out. So let's see what they have to say. Hold on. Yeah. Good morning. 718-713-322.
Yeah, I was trying to get on. I was waiting for him to finish talking.
You wait until he finished talking?
Is he done talking?
Yeah, he's done talking.
No, I'm not done yet. No, I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. I'm asking a question.
Okay.
I said, in light of what we have seen, in light of what we have seen in the past week, I'm wondering how many people still believe that we are guaranteed a conviction in the Derek Chauvin trial, and what is your response going to be if we get an acquittal? How many people still think that we are guaranteed a conviction in the Derek Chauvin trial, and what if we get an acquittal? Now I'm done. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Colonel.
Okay, I lost you guys there for a while. Yeah, it seems as if I think, let me ask the question again. I'm saying, in light of the thing, and I forget to add the shooting of a 13-year-old, and a young Hispanic man. Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I thought I was lost again. I forget to mention the shooting of the 13-year-old, all within the last week. So I was asking the question:
Can I come in a little?
How many people?
You don't seem like we're walking in the back there, but yeah. I think I picked that up, Leon.
Okay, good. Okay, good. You did that to me Sunday.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. We'll leave it there.
Did you guys get my question?
No.
Hello?
No.
You got my question?
No, we didn't get a question.
Okay, my question is, in light of all the things that I outlined happening in the last week, from the last time we saw each other on radio up until this point, how many people are still convinced that we are guaranteed a conviction in the Derek Chauvin trial, and what if we get an acquittal?
Yeah, we're getting a feedback. Yeah, somewhere.
I'm hearing.
Yeah, something is on in the back. Okay, it's gone now. Yeah, but we're gonna continue. You know, we have a spaceship. Don't worry about it. We got it covered. But I still want to talk about the way how the trial went. It was an examination of prosecution versus defense. So we understand a lot of things there that are coming up. Yeah, we can continue that. Personally, I'll start from you then, from the back end. There's nothing much there to prove to me, unless the juror is not going to believe their eyes and their eyes are going to become lying eyes. The most powerful evidence that one can have is that video that was presented, not only one, but from all different angles, body cam, public video, personal videos. Don't even talk about the testimony and the emotional stuff. Just look at the videos, because a picture is worth a thousand words. And if you tell me that those jurors will not just look at the master evidence, because that is it there, the videos. Those are the main witness. You tell that one of you, because all it takes is just one for have a mistrial, hung jury. You are telling me that you would tell me that somebody have somebody who is not presenting any threat to four trained officers, and you're fearful of your life for that man to even stand. And I'm going to say, okay, you put him in the back of a vehicle. He pleaded and begged, say, I am claustrophobic. Take me out. You believed him then. So you took him back out of the vehicle. You already had him in there. For you to take him out, that means you have to believe that he's claustrophobic. You bring him down and you put him down on the ground. He's handcuffed. And three of you on top of him. And one bodyguard looking. Then the guy pleading, no, forget about to tell you that he can't read. My neck and everything hurt. And called for mama. He pleaded and said, let me stand. You hear it clearly on there. So you believe him when he said, I'm claustrophobic, take me out the car. And he thanked them, you know. So the resistance finished the guy, thank you. Thank you guys for taking me out the vehicle. But then when you come down and you press me down and putting all these things on me, and I tell you, please, let me stand. A bystander say, you can't win. Go ahead in the vehicle. To me, he responded to him, I will. But you can't move when somebody holds you down. No jurors in their right mind, because if they're in their wrong mind, they can do it, would tell me that Sherman should not have been charged with first degree murder. And the sentence from the judge shouldn't be no life in prison, should be hung by neck, not even by injection. That man killed that boy, kill him, and knew he was killing him. And I want the world to hear me. That man knew what he was doing could have caused death. I know the charges did not go to that. They start with second degree this and second degree that and manslaughter and involuntary this and involuntary that. But I am telling you, if that is not cold-blooded murder, there is no such thing as murder.
But Ivor, when one of the witnesses for the defense can say he wasn't on his neck, but he was on his back. He was on his back. He was saying he's on his back.
And his shoulder. Yeah, he said the knee was on his shoulder and all them. On his shoulder,
and
one on his shoulder.
To admit, and then he was forced to admit that he was on the guy's neck. And the guy, you know, that in itself, man, when I hear that guy say that, and they bring this guy up, they're paying quite a bit of money to do that and to lie. And the world saw it where the guy's knee was in his neck. That is. Man, and like you say, it's only one juror it takes for him to be, you know, acquitted, you know. So I still have my doubt, but there is no doubt in my mind that is a modern-day lynching in broad daylight. With
broad daylight, Leon. Broad daylight.
Broad daylight. Broad daylight.
Yes. Okay. Let me just be kind enough here and just say something.
Yeah.
Tell it, the gentleman, 713-322. We're not going to be able to take your call because we're onto something else and time is running out on us. So we'll appreciate if you can just stay and listen, and you can always call back at another date. But today, we are not in a position to accommodate. Okay? Thanks for at least tuning in to the entertainment show this morning, the cricket show. Okay? That's the way we get rid of him. See? He's gone.
Yes.
Came in to talk some nonsense. I picked it up already.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did me that last week.
Okay.
Oh,
Sunday,
he came in with... Go ahead, Tano.
Yeah. Sunday.
I'm hearing Leon say, you know, it only takes one person one juror to say not guilty.
Yes.
And after this, I still have my doubt. I mean, that's a fair position. If you say he's doubting about a conviction, that's a fair
conviction.
Yeah.
But we're talking about annulled charges now. We're talking about annulled charges because remember that they now did to say at least you have to find him on something.
Yeah, as long as we get conviction on one charge. If it's the highest charge, then the other charges would probably be considered lesser included offenses. Now, what I'm saying here is that, Ivor, who tell you that they take him out of the car because they believe him when he said he was claustrophobic?
You have to give them the benefit of the doubt. No, you have to think because
I'm gonna tell you what I'm saying. I am not convinced that they took him out of the car because they believe that he was claustrophobic. Anybody else can believe what they want. They believe he was claustrophobic. I think that they took him out of that car because they wanted to punish him for daring to do what he called resist and not just subserve himself to the orders of the superior white man. That's why
I disagree because he already resisted, Colonel. I disagree. I'm a police officer. He already resisted going into the vehicle. That was resisting right there.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, he resisted from the time with the command. And he was fearful with the gun and saying, "Lord, don't shoot me. I've been shot already," and stuff. But he obeyed. Put your hand on the head, blah, blah. Okay, they got him out of the car. You can only go on what you saw. In there, and he pleaded, "Please, don't put me in there." It's not like the rabbit and the boy paper, the patch. He's saying he don't want to go, but he really wanted to go. He probably honestly didn't want it to go, but for whatever reason, they took him back out because they got him in. So you can only go by what you saw with your eyes. Okay. They could not take him out because of something else, Cardinal, because it's he who say, "Don't put me in there. I want to come back out." So we can't say in their mind.
And you think they were being nice to him because he said he claustrophobic. So they took him out again. I can't believe that. I cannot buy that.
Well,
I mean,
I'm gonna buy that part. I'm gonna buy that because that's what was said, Cardinal,
okay.
And they acted on it.
That's okay.
So I couldn't see.
I am disagreeing.
I understand that, and it's okay to disagree. But I'm going to the evidence that the people are saying. I'm using you as that juror who gonna be so for real. What you're saying. I am saying now that these jurors have got to be thinking this way. They should be thinking this way. The guy pleaded, "I'm claustrophobic. Don't put me inside here." Now, one of them might say, he really wanted to come back out of the vehicle to spit the amphetamine out of his mouth on the ground as opposed to spit it out in the back of the car. One of them might say that too. Maybe that wasn't claustrophobic, but I have this thing in my mouth and I just put it in my mouth and the police asked me to come out of my car. I remember, he didn't... But not in the system, you know. They didn't find it in the system. So apparently when they pull him up there, He just wanted to buy, let me keep this thing in my mouth or something like that. By the time he gets in the car, it could be that George Floyd wanted to get out of the car to spit it outside. In so doing, maybe talking or whatever it is, it come out in the back of the car. One of the Jews going to think that too. I don't think he was really claustrophobic. He wanted to come out to spit out the thing so they don't see it fall on the floor. It could be that too. But for whatever reason, they took him out. You know what he say? They did it upon his request.
Okay, go ahead.
I can only say that because he actually used the words and then he thanked them. They didn't try to put him back in. They didn't try to call another vehicle to say, let's get a bigger one. Or he has put him in the front seat. They could have put him in the front seat, Cardinal. Handcuffed. Or leaving there standing up. How he got on the ground and on his stomach. The resistance was over. Over. I thank you guys for taking me out of the back seat. You better tell me, Joe, you're not going to listen to those things there? You're not going to realize that? For whatever reason, he come out the car. I thank you guys. I ain't resisting more. The resistance done, Cardinal. I done arrested.
Let me ask you this. What make you think that you could speculate that a Jew is going to think like you?
Colonel, you got 12 of them in there. You're going to take 9. You got some alternates.
There is no way you or me could determine that a juror is going to think like you or me. I'm not going to extend my thoughts to what the jurors are going to be thinking. And that is why I think that Leon was in his position when he said, I have my doubts.
No, Colonel, you get me wrong, you know. We're going through everything here.
Yeah,
I just went through two things.
Maybe I got you wrong.
No, you definitely got me wrong. We have to get up in the mind of these people now. Think as a journalist now. I think as somebody who knows this. You over here thinking one thing, what they could be thinking. Leon can think something else, what one thing. And the person can call me and say what they're thinking. So none of us know what, we don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what you're thinking right now, but what I am saying,
you're telling me this juror got to think this, and I'm disagreeing with that.
Okay, let me move the word. They have to think that. Okay, they should be thinking this way, at least the majority of them. Let me change the word.
I wouldn't even venture on that.
Okay. Let me go on the flip side now, because you've seen it once down the road. Now you have one Jew thinking how I was thinking over here. All the others are going to thinking, no, that black man, they've been always getting in trouble. That black man was found with drugs in his system before 2019. That black man was hospitalized for an overdose before. I think if that guy had not gone in the store with a $20 counterfeit bill, this would not happen. It's his fault. The majority might be thinking that too. And all I'm saying here is for them to sift you, and that was part of the evidence that I just said there. He said, I am not a bad guy. He said it. They might overlook that and say, you are a bad guy. You're black. You're big, 6 foot, blah, blah, whatever it is. You're big, you're bad. You caused it because you went in there, got cigarettes with a counterfeit bill. It's his fault. I'm not going to take away this officer with all these years of service, even though they don't know or it wasn't presented to them that the guy was indisciplined as a police officer, and they kept him on the force there for a whole lot of other stuff. That's why he didn't testify, because all those things would have come out. So I'm on the flip side now. That it could be a hung jury to where one holding out and saying, no, he did it, and the others are saying, it's just for George Floyd fault. And then I can go one step further. All of them can say, Chauvin is guilty, and all him can say, George Floyd caused his own demise. Not guilty. So no, you're holding me to one point. I'm going all the way around. Just that I said, with that one, where I believe they should be looking.
And that is why I pose my question. How many people still think, after closing of all the evidence, how many people still think that we are guaranteed a conviction? That's why
nothing is guaranteed. Lillian, pick that up.
I'm not guaranteed at all to Cardinal. I'm not. I'm very not. And how things are going. But I just wanted to just siphon off to the other case where the young lady shot the young man. And she resigned. Now, is the mayor obliged to accept the resignation? And if he refuses so that he can fire her, is that possible?
I don't think they accepted her resignation. Someone of them resignation was not accepted.
She resigned in order to get her pension. If she resigns, she'll get all her benefits. But if she's fired, it may not be that she'll get her pension. So,
the mayor can terminate her still, despite
refuse her resignation.
All they have to do is to not accept her resignation. But if they accept it, they can't do it after she resigns. If they accept that resignation, she's entitled.
Well, he said he did not. Who has the power to accept it or reject it? The mayor or committee?
I don't know. But if whoever's supposed to sign off on it, if they went, whoever, whether it's mayor or committee or the commissioner of police or whomever it is, highest person who have the last, if they accept her resignation, she resigned before she was charged. And she's due her pension. It's just like somebody do something and you get off on a technicality. It didn't mean they didn't do it. But according to Trump, I'm smart. So if she's smart...
I can shoot Trump somebody thing, down on Fifth Avenue. Fifth Avenue and nothing for it.
And don't lose one vote. His exact words. I can go down Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I would not lose one vote. He said it. So when Hillary tell him, this man here, don't pay any taxes, he peep over his shoulder and say, you know, because I'm smart. Not the much is. He's him smart.
Another thing I just wanted to explain. I noticed that Meghan was not the funeral, her father-in-law's funeral. I don't know if it's... If it's because she's pregnant or it's deliberate.
Well, COVID, everybody used that as COVID, and you never know. COVID.
And then she's pregnant too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So she can use that.
Might be a good excuse. But this lady who has 20 years in prison, in the police service, and cannot recognize the weight of her gun and a taser, she could not recognize the difference between them.
She must learn, because the taser is on the left, the gun is on the right, and you have enough time to taser, unless she's a lunatic. But why do you have to always shoot to kill? You can't shoot to maim? We were trained not to shoot kill. So why do you have to go to the vital part to shoot?
Ivar, they were trained to shoot to kill. They tell them straight up to aim for vulnerable parts of the body, the head, the torso. They tell them straight up in their training to shoot to kill. If they shoot somebody and they didn't kill them, they could be charged for violating department policy.
So you know that for a fact? You know that for a fact that it was said?
I know that for a fact. Well, and you talk to any police officer who's going to be honest with you. You talk to any police officer who's going to be honest with you, and they'll tell you that. They are told when you're going to shoot, you aim for vulnerable parts of the body, like in the area of the lungs, places where you can kill, lethal parts.
But that is stupid, because sometimes that is the person you want to have a soul. This case, or maybe prior cases, you want a person to live. I believe that is training. I will train.
You remember?
For 6 months in academy, and they never tell us that yet.
Well, you're talking about your academy. Maybe they say it subliminally. You remember this police officer who was talking to the guy on the roof? And then another police officer came by and shot and killed the guy on the roof. The guy had mental problems. The guy on the roof had mental problems. And you know what the department did? The department fired this police officer who was talking to the guy, fired him for putting other people's lives, put the other police lives in danger.
And that doesn't make it right, what they did. That didn't make it right either.
It doesn't make it right, but it's their policy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know actually that man still turned around and get some money from them for that firing. I would bet you. Maybe they wouldn't want to show us that, but I bet you
he was suing them. He was suing the department. I don't know how that turned out.
Well, I would bet you that he's going to win big. I would bet you my last dollar. You can't fire somebody who's trying to preserve life and trying to talk.
What do you mean?
If that is your policy...
Mean?
You can fire them, but I bet you it's not justifiable. I bet you that guy.
I just talk about the young lady in Buffalo who pulled the white police officer off the man's hand, off the man's neck. The man was already handcuffed. She pulled his arm.
Yeah, we heard. But
neck.
Kind of, it doesn't make it right.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that it's right, Cardinal.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just telling you what the policy is. I'm not saying
it's telling you. That's why they revisit things from time to time. They do it all the time. Just like
after 13 years of fight, you call that they're revisiting things? It's because
they
of black.
They do it all the time.
This shit can't be right.
But they do it all the time. As things happen, you realize,
no
time change. What was the cause of a Mustang?
Ain't no time change.
When it first came out,
when
it was just over $2,000.
Ain't no time change. No time gonna change this. Ain't no time change when the heat gets too much. When it's time to do a little cover-up. When it's time to offer a token of benevolence to make you believe that they're changing. That's when you get those kind of results. You know, like I'm gonna tell anybody, even if Chauvin's acquitted, I hope I don't hear any black people say that's justice. It could never be.
But it could never be. You're gonna hear some say.
I'm hoping
that was justice.
I'm hoping that I don't hear anybody say that's justice. I hear people say that all the time. They get out of jail after 35 years, 38 years. They never committed no crime, and they think that getting out of jail after 30 something years, 40 something years is justice.
Okay,
that is nonsense as far as I'm concerned.
Let's do a little justice. Let's do a little justice here.
I'm looking in your eyes, in your eyes. Hey, you know why? Never been so much shy until I see your eyes. But I've got to try, yeah. Oh, let me get my work right and then I approach you. I wanna treat you like a man is supposed to. You never have to cry. No, I know everyone can be made to any fine and special someone. She's harder, yeah, so run your hand. I want her in my life. I never know anyone, the one of a kind. No, maybe she looks from a lobby. She's got the qualities of a queen. So supreme, what a natural beauty. No need no makeup to be a guilty. She's a queen. So supreme. And when they ask what the good man is made of, she's not afraid or ashamed of who she be. She's royal, yeah. So royal, man. I want her in my life. Never know anyone. So one of a kind. When I look into your blue eyes, my queen, my queen.
and I know the king and his strong same time. My heart never leave his side. Just stick with me through the final time. Hey, she said that she's not mine. That person no good man is hard to find. And she said that I'm a shiny line. That's why she hypnotized at this time. No, I know every man may cry, but she needs to be more than a wine and I become. She's royal, yeah. So royal, man. I want her in my life. I never know anyone so one of a kind. No, maybe she knows tomorrow be. She's got the qualities of a queen. She's a queen. What can I tell you? Nothing no makeup to be a cute. She's a queen. She's a queen. And when they ask what the good woman's made of, she's not afraid to shame up who she is. She's royal, yeah, so royal, man. I want her in my life. I never knew anyone so one of a kind until the night when I seen your eyes. Oh, yeah. Baby, yeah. Yes, I'm looking.
I want to run back to the coast. mother.
There, boy. Calling your name, big and bad. We talking about whining and calling names. I don't know. Cardinal call names. I don't call names. I don't know what's going on. That.
Well, but, you know, people like to hear the name. You know, people like to hear the name. Say my name.
Yeah. Sorry. You make my mic fall on
the Say my name. I'm Big Papa.
You make me a chocolate, man. Much as you're whistling. Yep.
Just whistle.
Okay. And if I told you, I kind of would have said that, I would have said no, but you heard it for yourself. Are you going to believe your lying ears? Okay, I'm going to just sum up my thing with that trial for 2 weeks. I believe prosecution would have proven the case. They did a wonderful job. I believe the defense did a wonderful job in trying to get their client off. I have to really give... They had very little to work with, but they put up a fight, Leon. To me, they did...
Yeah,
that
agree.
Guy never said they didn't
a,
try.
A great fight.
A great fight. I'm telling you, is a... Is a case that I'm going to say, well, the jurors going to have to say who they want to believe, because the defense really put some doubt in there to say, listen, George Floyd contributed to this. The exhaust, that contributed to it. The drug dealing system contributed to it. He himself talking and knowing he had a bad heart and knowing he have this and that, he could have just relaxed himself. So they use all of those. In the long run, the main thing that the autopsy came out with was a homicide. He didn't die from natural causes. They're trying to say natural causes. They brought in witnesses, experts, to really, you know, try to muddy the waters. Nobody in their right mind can say the defense did not try. I am telling you the truth. They try. If I would recommend that guy there something that is not as clear as this one. I can't see him losing cases easily, Leon, because he has nothing to work with. And he, some one of those jurors, going to be leaning over there somewhere along the line. They might all in the end come in because, you know, you have to compromise. I can't see them going to say on all three charges he's not guilty. But I would bet you my last dollar, Cardinal Samuelson say, I would bet you have one or two of them in there who are impressed
Quick.
With that guy.
Yeah.
Knowing mm-hmm. that they might very well have to be on that side coming up against either a police or somebody and say, I want to hunt that guy. That guy fights for his client. So if my son gets into something, blah, 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 I want that guy to fight. You never. Leon.
Yep. No, I agree with you entirely. I agree with you entirely. That's how I look at it. I've seen greater injustice have been done in this country before, and until I hear the verdict say guilty, I'm not going to put my neck on the block and say that we're hopeful. Anything can happen.
Yes.
Anything can happen now.
Totally agree.
I thought they should change the rule and put it to the majority of the jury. the jury
instead
know,
of unanimous?
Instead of unanimous, yeah.
No, I think I prefer the unanimous. A simple majority. I don't think we stand a chance with a simple majority. You have more whites than these jurors because they try to taint mm-hmm. too many black or colored people. And the majority can always be white. So I don't think we stand a chance going the route earlier.
You can run, but you can't hide, man.
You can't hide. No, that one you can't hide. You're going to be outnumbered with that one. So since you take only one, the chances are you're going to get one color on it to maybe hold out. But no. Well, maybe Cardinal have a different perspective. So, Cardinal, you want a simple majority, Cardinal? What is it?
No, I like the way it is now. I can't say I like the way it is now, but I prefer the way it is now.
Okay,
I don't know.
Let me cut and ask a question, Cardinal. Okay, hold
no,
the question in. And,
yeah,
I know. Tell me.
Yeah.
Keep the question. You can answer both of them at the same time. Leon question.
No, I was saying things that is this one that they have right in place is the fear away. Fear
yeah,
than the other
right.
One.
And I was going to follow up that so you can answer one time. Or do
go
you
ahead.
Think that they should go back to where the judge is the one who passed on not only sentences but the conviction and forget about jurors? Mm. So
no, it, no.
No. Which one? No, Leon and Leon
no,
and
no.
He said no for
you,
the judge.
You,
he said no for the judge.
No for the judge, and
no
what about
and
this
no
one is the fairest way?
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah, well, he said this is a fair way. In essence, yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying, I don't know that this is the fairest way. I mean, we can go on and say we should have 15 people on a jury, and that would be fairer. But they stick it up with 12. Now, it's 15. Would 15 be fairer than 12? Maybe, maybe not. Now, it was never fair anyway in the beginning because what you would have had previously, whether the defendant is black or white, what you would have had is an all-white jury. And unless you had the ammunition to get past that initial prejudice, you and you can't prove your innocence,
And even after you have proved your innocence with an all-white jury and being a black man, you still get convicted. Why do you think so many black people are convicted in now? You think that the system is because the system is fair? They had the same opportunity of a 12-person jury. Mm. But they can always manipulate the information that comes into the courtroom and decide how that information is going to be filtered to the jury. There's always that chance. Eventually, in 2006, the Supreme Court says, in a 9-8-8-1 decision, the Supreme Court says it is unconstitutional to have a black person subjected to an all-white jury. And all eight justices agreed on that, even Rehnquist agreed on that. And the one person who dissented from it was, guess who? Uncle Clarence Thomas.
Uncle Clarence.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what would be the fairest way, but that's what we got now. And I'm saying, okay, we live with that. Now, what I'm going to say really is that initially, people thought that the video was a conviction. People were saying, he can't have a defense. What is it that he could say to defend against that? Well, it shows you. I'm glad we all sit in this courtroom and watch. Because you can't make a decision on that just based on the information that you see at the time. You have to rely on the facts that as they are presented in the courtroom. You also have to understand, and a lot of us understand that, you have to understand the mindset of the people who are on that jury. Now, we don't know. We don't know these people. We don't know what their political affiliation is. We don't know what their personal ideology is. But we do know that eight of them are white. And we have some understanding of the mind of whiteness. We do have some understanding of that. And that gives us cause to pause. That gives us reason to be cautious. What is it that they're going to think it based on this evidence? What is it that is going to guide them? Are they going to go forward and protect Mr. Chauvin as a white police officer or as just another white man killing a black defender, a black suspect? You know, are they going to protect the system in doing that? Now, we noticed right from the beginning, and I commented on this, that the prosecutor only charged from second-degree murder, and it's called it second-degree unintentional murder to begin with. And I was suspicious of that charge. So I started to ask myself, what is the prosecutor trying to do? I don't know. But my suspicion is that, hey, you're going to charge a police officer with first-degree murder for killing a black man? That could have a chilling effect on law enforcement and how we want the black community to be policed. So we can't take that chance. We have to maintain this system, this social system, where black people remain in fear. And police officers can go out there and kill them and say, well, I feared for my life, and walk away. That is what we've been accustomed to.
Should the defense put him in to give witness?
No, that's his decision. That's his decision. And he made the decision that he was not going to testify. Nobody can make him testify. Not according to constitutional provision. He cannot be compelled to testify. Okay? So he decided he was not going to testify. So... Okay. If his testimony was going to provide something for his defense, then maybe he would have taken the chance. But obviously, you know, he would have been torn apart. The judge now is telling the police, is telling the prosecutors, look, if you say anything about, you know, if you bring in any evidence, you can do your rebuttal, but if you bring in any witnesses here that can talk about this carbon monoxide poisoning thing, I'm going to declare a mistrial. You understand? Mm. You didn't talk about it on your thing, so you better forget it now. And we got something in legal practice that called opening the door. So even though the defense opened the door to the issue of whether or not George Floyd died by carbon monoxide poisoning, right? Carbon monoxide poisoning. The prosecution can't bring on any evidence to show that he did not. They cannot.
But they got a dean, though, Cardinal. They got a dean, because during the evidence.
That's the whole point. They got a dean when they cross-examined the witness. So,
right,
I mean,
so the jurors heard that. So,
I'm not offended by that.
That's normal procedure. So the judge did the right thing. And
but
the prosecution go to walk that narrow line without causing a mistrial. But like I said, you can live with up to 2% of carbon monoxide in your body. And it was proven, and the jurors heard that he only had 1.5 in his body.
Mm-hmm.
So they heard that. So I don't care. They didn't need to bring nobody now to rebuttal to do it, because that's already been established.
I agree.
So I don't know why they really want to take that damage control. And when I listen to the case, why do you want to bring this guy now when the Jews already heard that carbon monoxide was not a part of it?
Exactly.
What was in his body was normal.
And that's why I'm not upset about it. But there's a rule of evidence that says if your opponent opens the door, then you can walk into it. There's a rule of evidence that says that.
Yeah, but not the judge ruled right too, because these guys had it already. The prosecution had it way up in February that this witness was going to come and going to talk about carbon monoxide. And they did not...
They did not preempt it. That's what the judge was saying. They did not preempt it. So you're not going to get a second chance to do that. You did not present it on your direct testimony and your direct presentation. So you're not going to, you know, squeeze it in there and rebuttal. But they don't need it. I don't think that they need it. But the concern is, look, we want to reinforce this thing in the minds of the jury. That's what they wanted to do. It's not necessary.
You're still on, Ivor? Excuse me. Cardinal, is Ivor still
on?
Yes,
I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh.
I'm still on.
So, Ivor.
I'm not hearing Ivor, though.
The system fell. Let me try and see.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, I'll be back.
Yeah, last day. The whole stadium.
Go ahead. I just bring back.
Thank you.
That's good. You can talk.
Yeah, well.
It's almost the end.
Yeah, we're almost to the end here now, so I think we might as well just go ahead and just begin to say our little parting words there, and we still got to remember
those folks
over the internet.
Thanks for a wonderful show, and just hope the listeners might have enjoyed it. Just enjoyed a very good piece of conversation, knowledge, and, you know, I hope all is well. Just each and everyone have a wonderful weekend, and remember to join us tomorrow evening. Hopefully we'll hear from Mr. Kishore Shallow, and hope he has something to say worthwhile tomorrow. And thanks again, Ivor, and Cardinal.
Okay, so Cardinal, we'll hear from you, and then the show will hear from Marcus live and lively before she sends us home. We did not hear from him.
I will.
Cardinal, go ahead. I'm sure you're going to say that.
Huh? Okay. Yeah, let me say my, you know, parting words to the fans, friends, and supporters. I'm hoping that you would have been entertained this morning and you could appreciate the different opinions on the topic that we discussed here, which is usually a part of an integral part of the entertainment show. I enjoy doing it, and I'm hoping that you enjoyed sharing that with us. So that's why next week I'll be here again. Until then, have a great week.
Yes, indeed. In the meantime,
Lynn.
You have plenty of time.
Durian. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you have plenty of time.
Yeah, I know. I know. So we can talk. But like I said, I lost the control. So in the meantime, pull up the merch you send us home here. Merch is gonna
I got it.
Good.
I got
good.
It. Yeah, sure.
So much as I see you, we have gone past the halfway mark in April. You've got sunshine. You're 40-some degrees over there. Let the folks know what you're looking forward to next week.
Yes.
Well, next week I'm looking forward to the same sweetness of this show today, or even better.
Better.
More information. And hopefully I'll see you all back here.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Make time for somebody. Give a smile. Say I love you. And do something nice for someone today. Okay? Have a nice day.
You got to describe specifically to Ivor what that means, you know.
Well, he'll have to go back to school, basic school, if he doesn't understand.
Yes, exactly. You know what I mean.
You have to get to school me now.
You got
to
bring him back to class.
I'm in class.
All right.
I'm in class.
School 101.
I still, when I go to class, I still be popping bubbles, man. Those popping those bubble stuff, you know.
Well, you have to get that out of your system. That's a bad habit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that right?
And put your thinking cap on. No more nonsense in the class.
Me? Oh, you heard that?
Not me, you.
Thinking cap
I'm
on.
I'm clean. She said I must put my stinking cap on.
Lord help you. I don't know what we'll do with you.
And you don't know what you'll do without me. Let's finish it.
You
don't know what
you know. The same, same difference. Okay, then. Have a good day, gentlemen. Mr. Leon Francis. Give your love to wife. All our love.
Much as well.
Have a nice evening.
Much as well. You say, have a think twice before you put out the garbage.
Oh. I wish you loved that.
Well,
I'm in whistling mode, Cardinal.
I wanted to hear you whistle, man.
All right. So, guys, have a good day.
Let's hope that everything's all right with you.
I hope Lynette is doing fine and fabulous over there in their beautiful sunshine city. Take it and leave it.
Yeah, we're hoping that all is. You know, and that we do to get a report from there. But
in
30 seconds, Liam. In 30
seconds. One more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing.
Okay.
One more thing. I'd just like to say everybody to give a prayer to for the St. Vincent.
Yes, indeed. Vincentian.
Okay?
And the and the Mumbai Indians set the high there by 151. In their match, and they two out lost after 1 point, one over. So 151. Pollard made a good 35. So,
yeah, if you're not making 180, you got to really come and feel and bowl well to defend 151.
Yeah, but it seems a lot of teams aren't making a lot of runs. There's an appeal here for a caught behind, so. They're going to review. But we have a minute left and 51 seconds.
In that minute, let me just close up and then you'll take it there. Of course, folks, we want to say thanks for coming through this morning as usual, Saturday morning. And tomorrow, Murchis will tell you where we will meet. But in the meantime, I want to say it was indeed a pleasure bringing the show to you this morning as usual. And with that, I'm going to wish that all of you have a better day than it was tomorrow, than it was yesterday, and even a greater one come tomorrow. With that, I'm going to say a good
well,
folks.
I did enjoy the show this morning, and you know, all the other mornings, Saturday morning, and we'll be tuning in tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening on the Sunday evening show, 6 to 9 p.m. So come on, come on,
right.
Tell your neighbor. We are on 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday. So on that note, I have bid you farewell. So long until, not goodbye. Talk to you tomorrow.
Last word. Make it a great day, everybody. Ta-da.